Okay, so we were talking about detection. I will stand. I don't know if you like it or not.
That's fine.
Detection, reporting, and surveillance. This is group number two. And these were the participants. Quite a good representation from different countries.
Can you hear him in the back if he stands? Oh. Yes, can you hear?
No. Okay, I'll use the microphone. And I can sing karaoke for you if you want. Okay, so these are the participants, okay, just for your reference. Okay, we thought about what is the objective of surveillance. That is always the basic when you start thinking about surveillance. And we thought it's about disease control, okay? We are not really after knowing really if it is here or it is there in a province or in a village, but it's more about how can we use that information to control the disease. And when we talk about the control of this disease, based on the on Ingo's presentation, you know, we are thinking about the prevention, the eradication, the containment, or how to manage the impact. It's not a mistake that we'll remove the A from acute, because we are thinking, well, you can call it acute now, but maybe in a year time you have to change name, you have to put a C for chronic. So, you know, we thought about, let's remove it because that's the situation now. In the future, it might be a little bit different. It was my idea.
Noted.
Okay, so on surveillance, what needs to be considered is capacity available, because every country will do it in a different way. So what is the capacity that the country has? What is the will of the people to do things? For example, what is the willingness of the farmers to comply to a system? What is the willingness of certain agencies as well to be involved? What are the resources available? I mean, finances is one thing, but having laboratories, for example, having people available is another. And what are the threats posed by in different areas, for example, or for different countries? So all that has to be taken into account. For example, can the country afford the compensation? And that, of course, will be easier because people will report because they get compensation, but not many countries might be able to afford that, especially with a disease that you don't have really a clear pathogen for confirmation. We did talk about case definition because it was really quite fitting quite well in our group. At individual shrimp, we are very happy with what Don Leitner's came up. So that is okay. It's a pathology and it's quite clear to us. But then you have the pond level case definition, and then you have a suspect case definition, and that should be different for affected countries or affected areas and for non-affected countries or areas. To clarify, this is a proposal. So you're talking about having, for an affected country, you need to have a case definition that is called, that is highly specific, okay? So you don't want to get too many samples, too much stuff coming in, because it overloads the system. So you want it specific. So that's why you deal with the cutoff point of mortality of 10 dead shrimp. These are arbitrary numbers, if you want, discussed around the table. But it gives a bit of an idea of what we are thinking. Okay, more than 10 dead shrimp in a single day. Less than 30 days. Okay, 30 days or less in terms of when the outbreak started. But later this can be changed, because as you know how to control it, maybe you're going to be moving at 40, 45. As Chandler was saying, you push it at 60 and then you actually can make money. And looking at the gross signs, so the hepatopancreas, how it looks, but also we liked that the squeezing, you know, looking at how the consistency of the hepatopancreas as a simple way through which the farmer or the officers can actually check if it's a suspect case or not. For non-affected countries or areas, you need a highly sensitive, because if it's a new thing, and we don't know, but if it is infectious, then you would like to know, you would like to control the spread, for example. So we prefer having a highly sensitive case definition. So that's why the number of dead shrimp is lower, so it's having two or more, again, arbitrary. 40 days instead of 30 like before, having 40 days as a cutoff point. And the gross signs are the same, okay? So then you have the confirmed pond, and the confirmed pond is that you have a suspect pond, but then you check the shrimp, and the shrimp fulfills the Don Leitner case definition for individual shrimp. The farm is any, because when you do case definition, is what is an affected pond? What is an affected farm? An affected farm is a farm that has at least one positive pond. We thought also about controls, because we are thinking about, yes, okay, you do a surveillance system, you get a lot of data in, very good, beautiful, then what do you do? Well, the disease is there, it's more here, more there. Maybe the reporting, there is more reporting, that's why you get more cases. And so it does not really tell you much about control. So we said, okay, when you collect information about the case, you should get some information about the control, something that is negative. Okay, so we talk about ponds. So you have a farm, you have a pond that is affected. Is there a pond that is not affected? Or a pond that is less affected, that you can use a little bit for a comparison? And that definition of control pond, of course, will be different for affected farms and for a control farms. Okay? The control farm, the definition of control farm, there are also different definitions. So you say, I go to a farm, this farm is affected. Now I started taking information from a control farm. What is a control farm? And we said, well, a farm with no unusual mortality. The definition of unusual, how many dead, how does it look? That is a bit specific, and we will need clear guidance for this selection, because the officer will have to do it. So that's among the lowest levels of information. So the officer basically will go to collect samples from farms reporting the problem, following this, and I'll talk later what is going to be the flow of information and so on. And we collect the data, and this data will collect us through a standardized recording sheet, again with the purpose of control, collecting thousands of pieces of information. Is the purpose is control. So how can we collect enough information that will allow us to compare it with the case and controls, and actually have some data that we can analyze and find some more information about how to control it. So we need to have an expert opinion, but we need to focus on the suspect, what has been presented here, risk factors. So pH was mentioned, stocking density, source of seed, the probiotics, there were several things, but should be an expert. It's not, we didn't feel that we should start listing exactly what it is, but there should be, these are the guys that we really think might play a role. Okay. And they have to be measured objectively. Probably asking just to the farmer might not be enough. Okay, there must be a little bit more kind of for the quality of the data. But there are also some nice to have that some countries might decide to do. Some other potential risk factors, things that we didn't think, but maybe is involved, and that can also be collected. But make that distinction. What must be collected because it's important, and the other things that might be desirable. The flow of information would go from the farmer, is the eyes of the system, will observe the problem and report it to the officer. The officer comes, collect the samples for confirmation, and collect the data, and the laboratory does the confirmation. Okay, that's the flow that we see on this. There is also, well, we didn't discuss much about that, but you know, you might have also some other people actually taking the results from the laboratories and analyzing them, doing epidemiological analysis, those comparisons and so on. So you might have that analytical part here. It's just the flow of the information up to the confirmation. What we need, more kind of practical, well, we need the material for awareness. We are thinking about a two-pager, something for the farmers, information about the disease, how does it look, some pictures that shows clearly, how to fix samples as well, if the farmer decides to do it or if it's possible, or something very simple. There's a jar, take the thing, put it in, inject it, do whatever you have to do. Okay? And then you have laboratory level. That's a bit more detailed. Then we are thinking about, again, pictures for accurate diagnosis. And maybe this is something that Don Leitner could take care of, because there's a lot of information and a lot of experience on this. Training needed, farmers more on awareness, on detection, how to detect it, how to report it, but also try to inform people that we will collect information not only on the cases, but also on the controls. So people, if I don't have the disease, somebody comes, an officer comes and asks information, I will not get worried or surprised. Okay, there is awareness that people will come and ask information related to this. Also training of course of the field officers on the sampling and on the and data collection and the information collection, and of course of the laboratories on how to do it. Other things that we will need is a standardized data collection form that is the one to be used by the officers. Uniform within the country at least, but maybe also at the regional level. We don't know that. That depends on the willingness and the resources as well. Remember, purpose has to be control. That's the data we care for. If we need access to fixative, so this officer will have to have fixative somewhere. So we are ideally is Davidson, but in some countries might be difficult to explain to an officer in a village how to use Davidson and transfer in the shrimp from one. So formalin is also good enough. So at least we get samples in. There will be the need to have a list of laboratories that can do this. So I am an officer, I take it, where do I send it? How do I send it, okay? And then also national or international, in some cases, if there is not a national, reference laboratory. Somebody that actually can say, yes, this is really a positive, confirmed individual shrimp, at the individual shrimp level, or not. And then we also thought about this web sharing, having some images that somebody doesn't know, send it to Don look at it, yeah, I think so. You know, this kind of confirmation as well at a higher level. Of course, you need final resources, financial resources, not final resources. Okay, financial resources for the laboratories, for the officers, the gasoline to go to the farm, these kind of things must be available. Data repository, for example, at the national level, but maybe also at the regional or international level, for taking this information and analyzing it, again, with the purpose of control. We talked about regional international reporting.
Whoa.
Okay. Maybe that one there. Okay. So we talked about regional and international reporting. This is up to the countries, but it's better to share information. So we didn't want to give, yes, people should report it. Ideally, yes, but it depends on the trade implications as well. And the reporting should be on where it is, but also on how it is behaving. Is there any change in the disease? And something that should be known for people to actually take their own decision in their own country. We talked about a country-level case definition, and for us, one case pond is enough. So if you have a pond confirmed, then it's enough. So if you want to report about disease, having one pond is affected with the recognized clinical signs, that would be enough. We thought that if there is a pathogen, there must be reporting. And also we talked about who to report to. So if the disease is not listed and if there is no pathogen, NACA is a good mechanism. But of course, if it is listed, it should be through the OIE. And I think that's it.